This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wishes successful kidney transplantation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Coronavirus screening desk set up in 7 places in Sudhir Parsami state. And Turkish drone strikes killed 19 Syrian soldiers in Idlib. Now the news in detail. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished for successful kidney transplantation to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. In a tweet today, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished for a speedy recovery of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, stating that Lord Pashupatinath bless him always with good health. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has thanked his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi for warm words and reflecting close friendship. Prime Minister Oli expressed his commitment to continue working with India to take Nepal-India relations to new heights. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is preparing to transplant the kidney second time at Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center in Wednesday. Prime Minister Oli first had undergone kidney transplantation in Indian capital city of New Delhi some 12 years ago. Health checkup is being conducted at the help desk established for coronavirus tests at Julaghat border. A total of 178 people entering Nepal by Julaghat border have undergone health screening at the help desk so far, said Chief of Health Office Yogesh Prasad Bhatta. Dasaracham Municipality Health Office and District Hospital jointly established the help desk on February 22nd. Health Section Chief of the Municipality Durga Dutta Joshi said that the help desk was established with an objective of creating awareness about coronavirus infection and to carry out health tests of people entering from India. Bhatta said that people entering Nepal from India will be inquired whether or not they have visited China 2 weeks before and whether they are suffering from common cold or not. He said information that an arrangement has been made to keep a person found suffering from high fever or suspected cases will be kept in an isolation room. The help desk was established with an objective of preventing possible coronavirus infection on people entering the district through the border point at Josi. The Sudhir Pashchim state government has set up health desks in 7 different areas of the state for screening possibly symptoms of coronavirus. According to State Ministry of Social Development, the government has mobilized health workers team equipped with necessary technology in 7 spots including Darsula, Baitadi, Kailali and Kanchanpur. Ministry spokesperson Hemraj Kharka informed that health examination of passengers travelling through western checkpoints at Geta Airport is taking place. Health screening has been initiated in Geta Airport, Thangari Checkpoint and Khangrola Checkpoint of Kailali by mobilising health teams, he further informed. The Ministry of Social Development had taken a policy decision for corona response preparedness on January last 2 weeks. Efforts are underway to develop plan for health screening in government and non-government hospitals in the Far West. Likewise, the Indian Security Force deputed in Garda Chowki border area of Kanchanpur has made it mandatory for general public moving to Nepal-India border to wear mask. A team of 18 crew members of the Nepal Airlines Corporation who were put into a quarantine following their arrival from coronavirus-hit Wuhan of China returned their home on Sunday after completing their 15-day stay. The team of the people, including a pilot of a Nepal Airlines Corporation aircraft, were kept in quarantine at a drinking water training center building in Nagarkot. They were discharged after reports of their nasal and throat swab specimens tested coronavirus negative, it has been said. The campaign to make the Bharatpur metropolitan city no smoking and smoke-free city is becoming effective. According to a spokesperson at the metropolitan city, Arun Pirit Bhandari, purchase and selling of tobacco and tobacco products were banned in public areas. The decision was taken following Tobacco Control and Monitoring Act 2068 BS. The metropolitan city is monitoring either the campaign was becoming effective or not in restricted zones. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. 19 Syrian soldiers have been killed in Turkish drone strikes on Idlib. According to Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the attacks targeted a military convoy and an army base amid increasing violence. Turkey also shot down two Syrian fighters, dead on Sunday. Russia, a key backer of the Syrian government, has warned it cannot guarantee the safety of Turkey's aircraft in Syrian space. The number of people killed worldwide by the coronavirus has exceeded 3,000, as China reported 42 more deaths. More than 90% of the total deaths are Hubei, the Chinese province where the virus emerged late last year. But there have also been deaths in 10 other countries, including more than 50 in Iran and more than 30 in Italy. Worldwide, there have been almost 90,000 confirmed cases, with the numbers outside China growing faster than inside China. Israelis are voting in an unprecedented third general election in less than a year, with the prime minister fighting for his political survival. Neither Benjamin Netanyahu nor his main challenger, Benny Gantz, was able to put together a majority coalition following the last two elections. The final opinion poll suggested the latest round is too close to call. Netanyahu is seeking re-election 2 weeks before he is due to stand trial on corruption charges. He has been ordered to appear in court in Jerusalem on 17th March to hear the indictment against him. The prime minister was charged in November with bribery, fraud and a breach of trust in connection with three separate cases. He has strongly denied any wrongdoing, saying he is the victim of politically motivated witch hunt. North Korea fired two unidentified projectiles into its eastern sea today as it begins to resume weapons demonstrations after a month-long hiatus that could have been forced by the coronavirus crisis in Asia. The launches came 2 days after North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised an artillery drill aimed at testing the combat readiness of units in frontline and eastern areas. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles fired from an area near the coastal town of Onsan flew about 240 kilometers. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wishes successful kidney transplantation of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Coronavirus screening deck set up in 7 places in Sudur Pashchim state, and Turkish drone strikes killed 19 Syrian soldiers in Idlib. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gb.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.